right from the start, right?
Yeah, and honestly, I don't even know what happened. It all happened so quick. I had a really great launch. I was down the inside, and then just in the braking zone, there was just three or four cars trying to fit in one spot. I don't know if it was me getting into someone else, or if it was other cars that had an incident right in front of me, and I just had nowhere to go. It just kind of, cars started coming up across my nose, and I mean, honestly, I have to look at it again, because it all happened so fast that I didn't really know. But after that, obviously, it's just, I tried to keep on the lead lap, but then I think I needed to pit, so we had to come in for pit stop, and when you do that in a 30-minute race, your race is pretty much over. So, well, I think we lost two or three laps just sitting in the pits, trying to fix the nose and do the tires, and had a couple issues. So, unfortunately, we don't have the IndyCar crew to have do 15-second pit stops, but that's just what happens when you're just in that position. So, it was unfortunate. And I lost my radio later on throughout the race, so I had no communications. I had absolutely zero idea of anything that was going on. I had no idea where I was.
Tell it was raining.
I could tell it was raining on that last restart. I saw absolutely nothing, and I just braked and hoped that wasn't gonna hit anyone. And I only saw cars skidding to the wall and tried to avoid that. And I saw other cars skidding to the wall two corners later. So honestly, it was probably the most frustrating race I've ever been into, just because purely I had no idea what was going on. Had a really bad start, and we really couldn't make that up after that. So we're gonna regroup and do our best tomorrow. Unfortunately, things just haven't gone our way today, but I mean, we got one more shot at it tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Jeff, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.